funny. Holmberg's morning sickness. You were laughing like a hyena when he said it.
98.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Yeah, people are sending me the video like crazy of that guy walking through. He gets off 9 or 10 shots just randomly in an empty space. And then I don't know if that part where he's got – there's a part where it looks like he's – you know, it's first-person shooter video game. I hadn't seen that until Eric showed it, and now everybody's sending it to me. And then there's a girl on the ground, whether she's been hit or not hit, or she says she already got me.
Yeah, she's been hit.
Which basically either means she's been hit or you've got me if you want me kind of thing. Either way, she's kind of down on her stomach saying, please don't, and he didn't. This one has – this is a strange situation beyond the strangeness. So
just the fact that they're filming this stuff.
Yeah.
You know,
well, now the GoPro's on the hats, you know. And now we've got a bigger issue, the masks, because he's in one. And now you're like, oh, no, the mask. He's wearing a mask, and you go into – tell the police. I mean, you always think of it from the perspective of the person. Hey, yeah, he's got a camouflage mask, and it's like, great, everybody's in a mask. Can't really identify the guy.
And the mask front, the one that's sold – a lot, the Bane mask.
Oh, yeah, Bane's awesome. I looked into getting a full Bane helmet to see if we get an authentic – they're impossible. The Bane masks, they're cute.
Tough to get.
Somebody sent me a Hannibal Lecter, which is pretty good.
They're not effective, I guess.
Nah, no, come on. None of them actually are. I got to give Broomhead credit. I listened to him yesterday for a little bit on the drive, and he's over at the news station. And he's like, if the masks are so effective – because he's basically saying, you know, these masks are just – kind of placebos and a little bit of a thing to say, don't sneeze on me. They're not effective at stopping the virus, because if they were, like some doctors are saying, oh, this is going to be better. And if you wear it, you know, wear the mask and it's less chance of this and that. If that was the case, then why can't we just be out and about? As long as you just make masks mandatory. And the problem is that we're 90% of society is a bunch of dummies and keep honking on you and stuff. So you kind of have to tell them, but you can't make it mandatory. Although they have made
shirts
mandatory.
And why didn't we do it from day one?
Yeah, right. Yeah, why didn't you just start right off the bat and say, you know, stop telling – they were mixed on the masks at first. Now it's like, you got to. Tripp and I were talking yesterday, and he goes, 3 days into this. And I'm like, when are we going to stop with the masks? I'm like, yeah, I know. I'm with you. They're weird. They're not – talk about antisocial. They make you feel funny. I had to go all the way out to the Larry H. Miller Jeep place in Surprise yesterday and talk to the guys. And everybody's in masks. And nobody wants to be. Like this, everybody's
nobody,
talking to you,
yeah.
And they start tugging on it, and I'm like, "You can take it off. We're far enough apart." And like, oh, they can't wait
people
to get
drop.
Them off. They're like, "Oh, thank God!" Like they're just, they're, and again, I appreciate it. It's for my comfort, and essentially, they wear them until you say we're good. We're not gonna get too close if we are, and if you do feel like sneezing, please, by God, put it all back together. But
which really, you don't know that.
No,
I mean, it's like, hey, we're good.
But
like,
I did the same
no
thing.
Knows.
I kept it up. I kept my, you know, thing up and just like, hey, if anybody's got wants it on all the time, we'll go all the time. Yeah. But for the most part, everybody's kind of like, let's just, are you good? If we're cool, I'm like, yeah, we're not that close. So we had them around our necks and chins. And then, you know, when we got around other people, we popped them up. It was a strange kind of, or I think it's just because it's so new to our, what we're doing, having it on and off all the time. I can't stand them.
And you figure that because you're like, well, I've, you know, it's been at least 14 days. It's been 28 days, and I haven't had any symptoms. So,
right, but that's
I think I'm,
the point being, it doesn't matter. You don't know.
You don't know.
So just do it for the sake of the other people. It doesn't matter what you think. That's the.
But I that's think, what I'm saying. Even when you're dropping it after that, you're like, I'm good. You good?
Okay. You think you're good. You can't say you're good. You think you're good. You don't know.
The thing about the masks is, does it hurt?
No, not at all. Not at all.
That's
but it is awkward. Like, you get into a meeting with 7 or 8 people, and everybody's got their hands up around it. Like, are we? What are we doing? And everybody's got them on, and we all kind of feel like the guy talking has to take it off. And it's almost like he's naked. It's almost like a nipple's out.
Yeah.
It's like everybody kind of pauses for a second, looks around, like, is everyone okay? It's like, yeah, you're good. And then he says something, and then he slips it back on, like, my nipple was out. And everybody's almost ashamed.
I thought you weren't supposed to be in a meeting with that many people.
We weren't.
But we have
you can be
stick figures
not
on
here.
Our doors.
I was up at their place. So you have like, it was me and Dom and Amy, Jesus, and everybody's 15, 20 feet apart. Like we're in this gigantic room.
And see, then I would think you wouldn't need the mask.
And we
on.
Did, but that's
15,
the thing.
15, 20 feet
you
apart.
Don't. But me and Jesus are like 5 and 6 feet apart because we got to be in a video together. So we take our masks off and look at each other like we're going to kill each other. It's terrifying. Like, I don't know. And then we're giggling like, what are we? I don't know what. I don't know how to feel. I don't know what to do. I don't know what these do.
Just make it ridiculous.
It's like a man in a bra. Why am I doing this? You're making me wear. Okay, I'll wear it, but I'm very uncomfortable.
Let's just get stupid with it. We'll wear a clown hat.
A
stupid, goofy looking mask.
Every day is Halloween.
Yeah.
Every single day. So
just throw that on for the meeting. Have some fun with it.
Yeah, and we did. It was fine. Everybody was great. But it was this weird. And you go around and you look and you see there's people looking for cars and salespeople. And the salespeople are in masks and the people aren't necessarily in masks. There's a guy with his kid there yesterday. They were sitting down to write up some deal. And his kid's running all over the place, touching everything. And they're out there scrubbing up where the kid's touched. So you got an employee basically looking around going, what's been touched? It's just weird. And, yeah.
You want to, you know, it's all an effort to make people feel comfortable that you're doing
that's
your,
it.
You're doing your
and
thing.
And it does.
Yep.
And they had a hand sanitizer out there at the at Larry H. Miller that I went to do it. And Jesus goes, not that stuff. And I'm like, why? And he goes, trust me. The only thing it reminded me, the closest smell I've ever had to what was on my hands after using this homemade hand sanitizer that I guarantee you worked like a charm.
Killed everything.
But the only thing I said, like, you know what this reminds me of? I was at the Jack Daniel's distillery in Lynchburg, Tennessee. And they opened up one of the big, gigantic mash barrels. And they're huge. They're the size of like four of these rooms. And they fold up the one edge and you can put your head in it and smell. And it's just pure 100% moonshine alcohol. And I smelled and I stood up and he's like, you're going to get drunk off the smell of this for just a second. You're going to feel like, and the girl next to me's nose started bleeding because it was so strong.
The vapors.
And I put this on my hands. I'm like, it's just alcohol, right? And I smell it. I'm like, no, that's pure moonshine. Whatever that lady keeps at her desk is moonshine. But she goes, it's like Everclear, isn't it? I'm like, I don't know what that is, but it is. And it's just, it was burning. And I'm like, it's working. I know it's, I don't have any skin left, so I can't really carry the disease.
No more fingerprints.
Unreal how powerful that was. I'm like, this has got to be the best hand sanitizer on the market, but I don't want it because, man, does it smell. Yeah, Fox 10 is now showing the cell phone video of the guy shooting. So he's out and about. They're saying that's the dude doing it. It's a weird, it's just, you. And again, we talk about this now, unfortunately, every time it happens. Why? Because we're logical. The answer why, the answer to why is what we need to know. But the fact of the matter is it's not going to satisfy you. The answer to why this happens is not going to take a logical mind and say, oh, of course, that makes sense. It will never make sense. People who do this will never make sense. And again, this is just an opportunity to be nice to that office weirdo today, ladies. The guy in your office that you're, you know, we all have one. Everybody's assessed it. Eric and I were talking about it yesterday before the shooting. Are there new candidates in our office for office shooter? Yes, there are. A couple of people, you look around and you're like, you know what? Before pandemic, not so much. Maybe now we have to redo our list. I still have my number one at number
with
one.
With everything that's going on, yeah, there's going to be some people that are.
I look around and I'm like, there's a lot of people who are worried about bills right now. I'm not so sure my list holds up. I still stand by. We broke it down, Eric and I did yesterday, a little on text saying, here's the dude. I mean, we're still sticking with number one guy that we all, when we wrote down who do you think's the office shooter, everybody wrote down the same name. Number two was Paul. Of course it was, because, you know, he's got a temper, but I don't think that makes him a shooter. But if he were to shoot, I think when Eric and I talked, I think Paul is more of a statement killer, where he would take a drifter or a homeless or a heroin addict or something, stuff him in the car and work the body and, you know, rough him up a little bit physically, and then do a video of him saying, society is so worthless and this is the product. And then he kills the guy on the thing. He's like, oh, the statement is that people get thrown away and not paid attention to, and that's how he feels. He's not a mass shooter.
He is about demeaning. He's into Vince Gilligan.
Yeah.
He's like
breaking bad
larger
demeaning.
Messages.
Yeah, larger message would be all I do. All I need to do is kill one guy to say society throws people away. The other guy on my list is just socially awkward. Well, I'll just kill them all. That guy, that's you want to make fun of my hair? I'll kill all of you. That kind of thing. But everybody needs to reassess their office place and look around and go, how's this guy? Ask everybody today. It goes a long way. How you doing?
Ask, you think that'll stop it?
You know what? It's amazing psychological test of how many suicides have been stopped by somebody saying, if that person hadn't asked me how I was,
that
I probably
day.
Would have done it.
Yep.
Just be nice to that guy a little bit.
Yeah. To everybody. Just wander over and go, hey, how are you doing? Be charming for a few seconds. How are you? I've been thinking about you. You all right?
If we did that to Paul, he'd be like, get away from me.
Yeah, well, here's the problem.
You
still
do
did
you
it. You still
what
did you it. And you know what? You've still confused Paul's trigger. And you're going, why is he so nice? What do I have to offer?
And then he'd slam his studio
and
door.
And then maybe just for a second, he's like, well, that was kind of a nice thing. And I was a bit of a dick. And it just gets his mind off of murdering people.
Have you noticed that when he does have those thoughtful moments, The slam of his studio door happens.
Yeah.
And a couple minutes later, it opens kind of softly, and he kind of wanders out. Hey.
Yeah, he knows.
Got it, Al.
He giggles. Yeah, everybody's got that.
Have you run into the you've been working the whole time backlash?
No.
Got a little bit of that the other day from somebody who's been furloughed.
Oh
yeah, that you came across.
Must be must be nice that you've been able to work.
There's going to be some of that.
Why is that my fault?
Attempting to be less than clumsy, said that to somebody.
Yeah.
And said basically, like, look, I'm in a fortunate situation where my job was not threatened. And I was not financially devastated by any stretch. Yeah. You know, did I lose money? Oh, yeah, everybody got beat up.
Yeah,
and
yep.
You know, was it more coming in than last year? No. But I wasn't playing that card. But I basically said, look, I've been in a situation where I don't really fear that it's all going to go away. It still can, but it's not an overwhelming stress. And the person said the similar thing. Well, it must be nice because that's all I think about.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I can't help that. That's not my situation is not something that I'm rubbing in. I'm just saying, you asked me what it's like at the station. And I told you, I'm like, luckily, we're in a good spot.
What I said was, I wasn't trying to be flippant. I said, you know what? It is nice in my situation that I've been that lucky to not have been furloughed
yet.
Anything like that.
Yet. Always had that. You especially.
Oh, yeah.
Always say yet at the end of I haven't been fired. Just say yet.
Yet.
In fact, just change it to I'm going to get fired soon.
Oh, yeah.
Don't even say yet. Just
according
say,
to John, everybody in this building is going to get fired.
Look, the whole thing's over for you guys.
Start looking.
There'll be John.
Not
here.
Wrong.
No. It won't be a building. But I mean, I have a.
Don't think I look every morning at the level of advertising that we have during our show.
Right.
And when it hasn't gone up, I keep going. All right.
Yeah, I mean, you're looking at that more than Corona.
Bad.
The Corona
this is
cases.
Bad.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. This is
we want an uptick
chart
in ads.
Over it.
Yep. Oh boy.
I don't want that curve to be flat.
7 days of decreased ads. Oh boy. Yep. Oh boy. That's the end of Toledo. Yeah. No. I mean, if that's the case, we won't have a place. But I have legal recourse to get mine.
Oh, good.
You guys are out of your ass.
You going to get yours?
Hims get mine. Hims gets mine. But yeah, it is weird because you're going to get a lot of people who are upset. But yeah, reassess your office shooter. And there is a thing just today. Just say, hey. Take time to say that. Say, how you doing? How's everything going? You all right? Well, you know, I asked people that. I actually talked about a guy I haven't talked to since the heat stroke open yesterday. And we're talking. And it's on my mind to say, how are you? Like, are you doing well? Because I hadn't talked to him. He kind of said something to him. He goes, yeah, you know, and people want to just exhale. His next text was, yeah, business is down. It hasn't been easy. This guy's wife's an assistant, like a nursing assistant. I forget what they call that, but a nurse practitioner or something like that. And he's like, she's in the front lines. And he goes, it's been a little nerve-wracking there. And then you get the thanks for asking. Like people
it
like
it actually
that.
Means something. It does mean it's not the small talk.
Simple as can be. Just to pop off to somebody like, that guy's probably not doing too well. Just ask him how he's doing. The problem with it
probably not doing too.
Yeah,
well.
The problem with it is you're talking to somebody who might be doing poorly, and it does have meaning to say how are you. But the last thing I want to know is all of it. But you do have to kind of sit back. That's the price you pay for how are you.
They text back. Can I call you?
Yeah, and then you get that, and you're like, oh, I did this. I have to. This is my price. This is the
here
cost.
We go.
This is the cost of how are you. It's not the how are you in regular times. It's a true how are you, and you're going to get an answer from some folks, especially when you reach out. But if you're in there and Milton's in the corner, you're like, hey, Milton, is everything good? You doing all right? You might get a 45-minute story out of Milton. You might get Colin Robinson just a little bit. But you know what? That's okay, too.
And you always tend to throw out sometimes, which is true, it's like, you know, that's brutal. Because I've had a couple people that aren't working. If I can help in any way. Let me know. But, you know.
No.
That's
no,
also.
Don't say that. Don't.
But you handle it. Oh, you can. Can I borrow?
Oh,
I can't
know.
Help you in that way.
Well,
sorry.
Then you can't say if I can help you in any way. You just avoid that.
I interpret that as like, oh, could you do me a favor? Are there any,
Brady, if I
any
said to you,
openings or
if I'm
jobs?
Unemployed and need and broke and my bills are piling up, what do you think they're going to say?
The way you phrased that scared me. You said, if I can help you in any way, let me know.
Yeah.
And then even your next response was, can I borrow some money? Well, I'm not going to give you any. And now automatically, you've created tension that wasn't there before.
Okay, then they're gone.
If
they write me off because
No, not write you off.
But
it's
you said
just,
anyway.
You're in a pickle. Don't say, can I help you in any way? Just say, hey, I hope it all works out for you. If I can.
Again, I don't throw it out to anybody. If it's someone that I really know,
and I
legitimately mean that,
and they
would do that for me.
Well, I'm talking about people you don't really know great.
Yeah, no.
Wander through the business. How are you?
Yeah. Isn't it better to just say, how can I help you? And then their response, you have an opportunity to say, well, I can't do that.
Is there anything I can do to help?
Yeah. Yeah,
that's that doesn't know. Really matter. The money question would
can I help
come up
in any way?
But don't ever say, I firmly believe, don't ever say, if there's anything I can do, just ask. Because they'll ask you something, and if you can't do it, now you're a dick. And you set yourself up for that. Just say, hey.
Right. You got to.
If there's anything
again,
I can do.
It comes back to who you feel comfortable saying that to.
If there's anything I can do, I'll try to help you. Yeah. That's a good way to say it. That leaves you exit strategy.
That's how.
Yeah, you don't want to say, anything I can do, I will. Oh, yeah? Well, could use a place to stay. Oh, no.
Because what will happen is they'll throw out a small number. Like, just $1,000 is all I need. $1,000.
$1,000 will get me back
on
my feet.
Get me going.
My car broke down. I could use a car.
And then it's like hard to say no to that.
Because
you
just said.
It's like low enough to where
I'll do anything. I'll do anything you want.
$500.
Anything you need, you ask me. Oh, okay. Tell you what I need.
My house is yours.
No, no, no. Never, ever, ever, ever is that a phrase that you should throw out at anyone, ever. Anyone that says
yes to
that.
Here's my PIN number to the ATM.
You had that problem with the Riddler, Brady.
Yeah, because you don't mean it. You really don't mean it.
I didn't have the problem with the Riddler.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, well, okay. People in your house had the problem with the Riddler. You made it so it wasn't a problem.
I knew how to control the Riddler.
But see, they're right there. You need to reassess how you say things. Because the woman you lived with had a problem with the Riddler. That should have been your problem.
It was.
I didn't have
it
a problem.
It was our problem. Yeah. And what I do.
But don't say, I don't have a problem with it. We had a problem.
Okay, sorry. Yeah.
Be careful.
I'm joking.
I know, but you're stepping in it. You can. They don't get jokes. The girls.
I figured you would.
No, I'm helping you. I understand it completely.
Yeah.
But if you'd have said it in front of me, I'm like, well, we have a problem with the Riddler. Yeah. Women don't understand that when you're like, hey, I didn't have a problem. You're the bitch. That's what she heard. She didn't hear a joke, like an elbow in the side, like a guy's like, ah, F yourself, man. The guy's a douche. Yeah, you got to be careful with that. You can't individualize, or you're going to be in big trouble. Yeah, never say, my house is your house. Mi casa, su casa. They're bringing their kids. There are people going to be living with you for days. Nobody means that garbage. And on the other side of it, if somebody
sure
ever says
back
that,
it up.
Look, if somebody ever says, hey, if you need a place to stay. They don't mean it. Don't take them up on that. Find out your own place to stay.
Brady, I've done that. I ended up with some teenagers that taught my bird racist things.
Yeah, and that lady wasn't even in the house anymore.
She wasn't even around.
Kids living there.
She wasn't even around.
Hey, if they need a place to stay. Next thing you know, you're running an orphanage.
Beer caps in my backyard.
Yeah, that was a hilarious situation.
Always have an exit strategy with
help. No, I agree.
Always.
It was hilarious.
You come in here, we're like,
my cat got lost.
What are you doing?
It has to be great friends. That you'll say, dude, if you need a place to stay, you got it. And
I'm a little more spread out than the average person.
But they're,
in this room. I mean, because I've done it the whole time. And it hasn't gotten to the point. But, yes, you got to be careful. Cause
you don't
say if you have any pride, you're not going to say, yeah, I want to stay in your house.
You know what? All
exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah. And most of the people that you feel that, like, they're not but you do, you know, there's always one.
But then, asking at all is just it's hollow. I mean, it's just an exercise on both sides.
If I can help you, let me know. That's the question. Hey, if I can do anything to help,
except for money or a place to stay.
Right, and then they say I need some money. I'm like, well, I can't help you there because you've already had you have an exit strategy by saying if I can help you, not hey anything you need.
Just offer to send sauce, Brady. Yeah. That's the best.
Yeah,
you need some sauce. I got you.
It works as a drink and a. Life sustenance.
I haven't eaten in days. I got you.
Here's loads of yogurt I don't want.
Put this on hay and it'll taste good.
Yeah.
Anything. You put it on anything.
I think if you ate grass covered in this, you'd be good for a couple months.
Can I stay at your house?
Well, I'd let you in, but the little lady's got a problem.
Yep, someone else can be there.
Always blame the wife. Yeah.
That bitch hates house guests. What are you going to do?
This sauce. Let me
tell you. You can't say that around a wife. My God.
I'd have you stay, but I have a horrible black widow problem.
I didn't. She eats us. I don't have a problem with it, but it was a problem in the house. She's not hearing that as a joke. Bitch wouldn't let my friend stick around. That's what women hear. Be very careful, but be nice to the office weirdo, but don't offer him your home or money or all the help in the world. Just, hi, you doing all right, Colin Robinson? And then he's going to tell you a story, and you're like, yeah, times are tough for everybody, man. And then hopefully he just goes, how are you doing? Because that's usually how it ends. Are you guys good? Yeah, we're good. We're staying good. But, yeah, be careful with the questions right now. Office weirdos need a little pat on the back today, and there's new ones. This has created new office strangeness. I'll go down there today and see if Tom Wintermeyer's doing all right. I'll give him – he's up. He's climbing the ladder. You know, he left a good job to come here because he didn't like it there. He comes here and it's like, you know, it's going to be climbing, like, trying to get back to where he was at the old
rebuilding,
place.
Rebuilding.
Then this happens and, you know.
It's like someone pulled the ladder out from
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to go over and make sure Tom's right because he's high on my list now. Because he doesn't know us very well. He could kill us.
He'll get back in the good graces with more floor turkeys.
Yeah, could bring in a couple of turkeys wrapped in towels and partially wrapped in tinfoil and kick them
you
around.
You get a turkey. You get a turkey.
Tom, I want you to look over in that corner over there. I know things are tough for you right now. What is it, buddy? I wrapped a turkey in a towel and threw it on the floor. I know you like that.
Old Turkey like that. Tom's back.
Turkey Tom's.
I got a great place where you can buy a turkey.
Yeah.
I'll just tell him stuff like that. Hey.
Turkey Tom's tumbling towel turkey over in the corner. Go have that. Go get it, Tommy. And remember, when you're shooting up all these partial strangers, non-friends that you just met a few months ago when you switched jobs, remember who brought you the Turkey Tom's towel turkey. You're the best. I'll spare you first. That's what I'm hoping for, buddy. How are you? How are you doing? Thanks for asking. And then you just see him go to this little pad in his top drawer and start scratching off one name. Me. And then it says list of people to kill today. Not John. He brought me a Turkey Tom's tumbling towel turkey.
You know what? I'm going to go get a frozen bird.
Smart.
From all of us, I'll drop it off.
Don't. Say, hey, no. Cook it.
We just want to make sure.
You can use that frozen bird as a weapon.
Frozen takes a day.
Okay. Start planning. Now you're just showing that Tom's not worth your time. Cook that goddamn turkey. Brady, he has a frozen turkey. People are going to lose their heads from behind. This guy hitting him a bowling ball. Don't give him a weapon. Give him what he likes. A wrapped up, well-cooked turkey and a beach towel on the floor.
Yeah, make it really good and then put it in a towel.
Never mind.
Yeah, don't go handing him 12 pounds of death that in a wrapped up towel that he can use as some sort of a mace.
He can't.
He's weak. I agree, but he could probably two-hand it and kill Jill. You got to think, man. Moynihan's ready to pop down there, too. I made fun of him yesterday for a second. I realized I got to stop doing
that. Oh, he gave you the look?
Yeah, he gave me the look, all right. It wasn't pretty. Went down there, and he said something, and I'm like, oh, look who's standing up for himself finally. You know, they put you in the schlub video, and you march right into it. You know?
Why would you do that?
And then because I was still lost in the old days.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, geez, it's a new time. I can't make fun of Moynihan. And he could pop. I don't know what's in there. And then I saw him go to his pad of paper and start writing a name on it. I'm like, that's me.
That's a manifesto.
Are there numbers on that?
Yeah, I got to make this. But there's dates on it. 5/21/2020. Oh, my God, that's today.
If we go check all the drawers down there, they probably have manifestos.
Every one of them. Is it beginnings, edited, rough drafts of manifestos?
Oh, my God, every salesperson has one.
In a society where you build and build and build relationships to have them crumble and have it be no fault. No, I don't like that. Through no fault of your own, have them crumble. Yeah, that's better.
They're doing a presentation, and one of the manifesto pages gets mixed up in the presentation.
Oops.
What's that?
It's a PowerPoint. And here's where I think your business could go with some digital ads. And then, here's a drawing of me and where the bodies will be.
Just ignore that.
Is that a map?
It's a map of the buildings. What is that? Those are the, wow, that's like the upstairs, and there's two bodies there. Yeah, I plan on getting a couple people, and they come down those stairs. That's schematics, and you've drawn little stick figures of dead people on it. Mm-hmm.
Why are their heads off?
How are you doing today? And who's the guy swinging the towel turkey? That's a good drawing. I understand it's a stick figure with a towel turkey. Brady brought him a 12-pound frozen ball. We're all going to die. Yeah, Tom's tumbling towel turkeys for the floor are cooked, Brady. Cooked, for God's
sake. It's a lighter weapon, but
the thumping of a dead turkey, cooked. Versus the one of a frozen. Frozen's knocking you out.
Oh, yeah.
And Tom's going to have his way with you. Tom Wintermeyer, I'm talking about. He's going to have his way with you. Right there. You're passed
again?
Out.
Again?
Turkey dropped corpse, laying in the middle of the thing, trying to just crawl away with the only thing you've got left before your eyes finally close. Then Wintermeyer's. But a cooked turkey? That dull thud would be like, hey, jackass, and you're in a fight. You got a chance. Yeah, there's new office weirdos, but be nice to them. Because, man, oh, man. This thing in Glendale yesterday. Boy, that could have been bad. It's not good as it is, but it could have been horrible. And it's a good thing we had the coronavirus. So put a little silver lining on that. The other good news is they got a bunch of trials that are saving monkeys from the coronavirus. I don't know if you saw that. In Europe, they've been injecting coronavirus in these monkeys, and they got a couple of vaccines that are kind of safely keeping the monkeys from
getting
sick.
Eight of them. It's been pretty effective.
And they got a whole bunch of different things, and they're saying we're going to speed track it, and then they hope kill you. And say, no way we have this done in a year. We might have some trials by September. They're doing people trials in France.
Get a little more money.
Well, I don't know how you make a billion of anything in a reasonable amount of time.
I know.
And so they said, we'll do people. They're shooting it in people. I don't know who's volunteering in France. Like, we got to give you the virus and then test it. Like, you got to give me the incurable virus, human trial, and then say, we got something that may or may not work. Then what? I don't know. You want to do it or not? It's $1,200. I'll do it. It's scary. Because, you can do it on really, really old people. That's the ones you got to worry about.
Yeah.
Give a couple of those old bastards the shot and then see if the vaccine works. If it doesn't, got corona. It's going to happen anyway.
We got a message from a listener saying about that shooter.
Yeah.
At least it wasn't another white guy.
Yeah.
Is that a good take, really?
Yeah, it is. It's a great take.
Breathing a sigh of relief for white people everywhere.
In fairness to that, and I disagree with the timing.
What?
In fairness to that, I did get a little bit excited when the Malvos were killing folks back east because I'm like, oh, thank God the black people
remember
have
that.
Broken into the white world because it is stereotypically. Yeah,
it was about time.
There was no argument till the Malvos that the guy we're looking for is probably white and middle-aged. Then the Malvos came along, and all of a sudden the Golden State Killer's black, and like, okay, this is no longer just our problem. I don't want anybody being a shooter. It's a win in the race war when it's not your guy.
It's a what?
Black people say it all the time. Black people will tell you every time they're like, a man shot up, and they just cross fingers and go, don't be black, don't be black, don't be black, don't be. They get happy when it's not their guy. Every time. You ask any black guy, he's like, you watch the news and it's a terrible event. What's your first thought? I hope he's not black. We don't have that as whiteys, except for with serial killers and shoot 'em ups.
So now we do of a sudden.
Look, I get emails from Big Peepee. Winston and I have had this talk. And it's like, you motherfuckers are the ones shooting everything up. And I'm like, well, there's no fighting that. You're right. You know, maybe there's a crime problem in the inner cities, but for the most part, Whitey's the one that wanders in with stuff and starts popping away. That is a fact. So, yeah, there are those moments that say, at least he's not mine. But still, it's awful. And Whitey, we've done enough wrong. It doesn't really matter. We've got a lot at our. We've done some mass things. That's ours. But at least it's
playing
not
mass killings ours. On our.
Preferably, I'd like it to be identifiable by a race, because then there's people you don't have to worry about at all. If it's serial killers all the time, were white guys, so you could just eliminate. Yeah. Like you're walking
now
down.
Now it's an all skin.
All you had to do when you saw a Mexican guy and you're like, he's not going to serial kill. He might stab me. You got to keep that stereotype alive. That's a stabby bunch. But you just know you're not going to get serial killed.
Well, that guy in California was a...
And now, I'm saying before all the black people and other people got involved, you're like, okay, good. Yeah, serial stuff was usually a white guy. So you're walking down an alley and see a white guy coming at you. You're like, that's the worst part. He's going to put me on a meat hook and keep me alive for a few days while he does experiments with my skin. Mexican guy just going to stab you. He has the decency to just stab you. He's not going to torture you. That's a white people thing. Or at least it used to be.
I don't know if it really matters. They all can snap.
I prefer my stereotypes to be very accurate. Mexican stab, black guys shoot, white guys torture. That's how I like it.
That's the way you want to keep
That's
it?
That's how I want it to stay, because now I'm like, well, great. Now I don't know what to trust. And I don't know what this guy is, but it's creepy. Sure is creepy. But thank you, coronavirus, for keeping everybody inside so nobody got killed. I mean, that you get an AR-15 in a crowd and no one gets killed?
Yeah, it looked like he was walking around and he was trying to find
people.
He's
just firing randomly, 8-9 shots before I saw a human being. He warned them. He just went in warning people, shooting at the escalator and stuff. It's like those are warning shots to let everybody run away. This is a message. He's got a message.
Cry for help.
It's a huge
really
cry.
Really bad
it's horrifying. He didn't have a death wish, though, because he quit. This is an odd one. There'll be more to this story. That's definitely for sure. But there it was in our own backyard, and that's awful. So chalk it up. We're in the mix. I mean, people forget. This is not our first dance. One of the scariest things that's ever happened in my life in this area was that Buddhist temple thing back in 92, 3, something like that. I don't remember. They went out and mass murdered a bunch of Buddhist monks out in the West Valley. eight execution style. I don't remember how many, but it was terrible.
Really?
Oh, my God, yeah. And it was awful.
I don't think I've ever heard
that. Yeah, that's
bad
one. Bad. Summertime, I went out and just execution style, just killed them all out in the West Valley desert. That was bad. And so we are not strangers.
Not only that, a lot of people had no idea that we had that large of a
right.
Yeah.
Sorry,
temple
what year
out
again?
There.
Early 90s, 93, yeah. 4, something like that.
Wow. Hmm.
It was like August 8th, if I remember right, of 94, 95 in that area. It was weird. I remember that because it was my chick's birthday. It was an odd thing. Yeah, we're not strangers. Like Gabby Giffords, of course. I mean,
August 9th, 1991.
There you go.
Nine people robbed and killed.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I mean the
Waddell.
The details. Yeah, the details. And that was back when Waddell was nothing.
Oh, I can imagine.
I don't even think the I-10 was done yet, was it? Maybe. The I-10 went through the city by then. Maybe.
Still considered the worst massacre in Arizona's modern history.
Horrible. So we've had a few gems out here.
John Duty was the guy.
Yeah, John Duty. And he was on the run for a long time. And they got him. I think they caught him in California. Yeah. He had a partner, too. But, yeah, it was bad. That was a mess.
Alessandro.
We've had a few of these. So having it on the news again feels like, you know, big gap of time's passed. But the Gabby Giffords and even Mark Kelly came out yesterday and said, ugh. You know, there's no worse feeling than hearing that there's a shooting and you know someone you love is in there. And you don't hear from them for a little bit. Oof. Brutal.
Not to get morbid, is that temple still out there? Is it still?
I don't know.
I think it's still going. I think at one time it was like the third largest in the United States.
Is it still open?
Man.
I would hope they build
it.
Crazy. I don't want that to be a thing. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, so we're not strangers to it, but this is.
My ninth day in Phoenix.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Alessandro Garcia was the other guy.
And Brady may be involved as well.
Yeah, apparently.
Just kind of admitted that.
I left right after. You know, I was like, time for a vacation.
Nine days here and a bunch of people were murdered.
So 8 days you'd had it.
I picked up a couple of hitchhikers.
What was the new addition to Arizona before all these murders? Huh? Sitting right across from me. How are you doing, Brady? You all right?
Good. Okay. Yeah, you have frozen turkey?
No. Gotta love our listeners. John, I was in prison with the guy that did that.
Duty?
Yeah.
God, KUPD rules. I got an email yesterday talking about what's going to happen to Brittany Zamora in jail. Because in the female jail, they still frown on pedophiles.
Oh, ask Jay Gutentag.
Who's telling me?
Oh.
Got our source.
And I'm going back and forth with a former female prisoner. Not former female. Well, I don't know. Former female prisoner.
No, not former. I've seen her recently.
Jay's, this is a compliment, Jay. Don't get mad. He's more of a man than I'll ever be.
100%.
She ran the show.
100%.
100%.
She told me a story about she almost beat my ex-wife's ass in prison.
That's right.
That's awesome.
Time. Yeah,
that is so cool.
So connected.
You'd loved hearing that.
While being out.
Yeah. Basically.
Like, let me tell you something about your ex-wife. And I'm like, nothing I ever already heard.
Yeah. Basically what Jay told me was, Jay said, in prison, a girl like that becomes someone like Jay's property. It's like she's going
to
be somebody's girlfriend, whether she wants to be or not. And that's going to keep her from getting beaten up and raped all the time out in the yard. So a hot little piece like Brittany Zamora is in jail right now.
Obviously, she's found that one because she's filed for divorce.
She's got
right?
the one. Well, probably the current Gutentag is saying, you need to leave that guy.
Yeah, probably was told to.
I don't like having him around on visiting day.
All right.
You mind for the next 20 years, yo.
Okay.
And that's how it is. Yeah, it's weird. We've had a few out here. We had Baseline Killer. We had the shooters that were wandering around. That guy that decapitated the two ladies and took their bikes. And then 20 years later, Zombie Hunter is... we've had a few national gems in this. It's crazy. So, not strangers to it. But you know what? Silver lining. Not so bad. Terrible to say that, but not so bad. Nobody died. The critical condition person, hanging on. Everybody can breathe a sigh of relief that COVID kept that thing from being really bad. I can't imagine what it would have been like. Perfect day. Yuck. So be nice to the office weirdo today and recognize there's probably three more office weirdos than normal.
Man.
There's a lot of people going through a lot of stuff, and we don't react like we used to.
List is getting longer.
It is a big, long, crazy person list.
John, I agree with you. Being Mexican, when I heard and first saw the shooter, I thought to myself, damn it, yeah. Had to be one of us.
Yeah. White people don't do that. Mexicans and blacks do. We don't. We need to, but we don't. And now we're starting to, obviously. I'm like, oh, thank God he wasn't white. Yeah. We don't want – I don't want anybody shooting anybody up. But Mexican people and black people are like, please don't be black. Please don't be black. Please don't be black. Which I find funny because that's – that. Just realize it's just going to be another brick on their life to go, oh, I got to carry this around now. This is going to be our stereotype. Be on the news every day. Why do black people want to shoot everyone like that? Oh, no. They're doing stories. What's on the big board of musical treats today?
All right. Wake up song brought to you by ELOteam.com. Thinking about buying or selling a house? Get in touch with us, ELOteam.com. We have Megadeth up here. Kick the Chair. Scars on Broadway, they say. New one from Static X, All These Years. They have a new album coming out in July, actually.
Oh, my.
I guess it's stuff Wayne Static did before he passed away, like vocals.
Well, we'll see. Let's give it a run.
You going to give it a run?
If you're a vocalist in a band ever, and your band just keeps asking you to lay down tracks, you start worrying about stuff.
They think you might not make it. That might be true. Like, hey, Wayne, why don't you write 40 or 50 songs? We'll just partially produce just your part.
Just put your voice down. We'll come up with something later.
There's tons of stuff like bands just coming in. All the edited things.
Yeah, apparently, yeah. Like when they go to make albums, they're writing the time, 20 to 30 songs.
And then they pick 10, and the other ones just stink. Yeah, we weren't ready for
this. Keep them in the vault.
But that's the thing you have to remember. Dead guy songs that are released years later usually are the ones that they were in a room last they heard it and said, it's got hope, but it's not ready.
Didn't make an album.
Yeah, this isn't good enough for our album. But then suddenly when they're dead, it's like, we have to hurry this up. Wayne didn't like it, but we'll make it right. I don't know how long they did. The Jimi Hendrix, still his brother, right before his brother died a few years ago, was like, here's some more stuff I found. Jimmy talking on the phone. I recorded it and auto-tune that and make something out of this. And here he is practicing guitar. We can make a song out of that. Anything recorded, their phone messages, everything. Here's Jimmy saying, hey, man, I'll call you tomorrow. Bow, 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 bow. Just put a guitar behind it. Jimmy would have loved that.
I mean, there are some songs on this new album that that new singer is a part of.
Sure. But this is some of the older stuff. The band's like, wasn't good enough for our regular albums when he was alive. But there's an appetite for Wayne new stuff. So we'll eat it up. And we'll see. I think that's a dangerous road to go down. Because if the dead guy wasn't happy with it enough to put it out, who are you to say, hey, now I'm going to take your art and your thing and give it to everybody anyway? I guess you can't. You know, he's dead. Who cares?
And there were sometimes that they would have, 15 songs. And like, well, this album we can only do 12.
Right. But very rarely, especially Static X, if you listen to an entire album, were you thinking, this had to be a struggle to pick like the last seven because, boy, four of these songs are terrible. And if they had 10 extras that didn't make the cut, I can't imagine what those sounded like. They just need to release it like things Wayne Static didn't release to you. Grain of Salt. Like the album's got to be called Grain of Salt.
I'm not liking I'm with Smarty Pants.
This is the follow-up, and it's not. I didn't ever picture him saying words like Smarty Pants. I always thought he was an adult male. Smarty Pants, usually immediately pictured a girl who looked like Shirley Temple when you said that. Smarty Pants.
That's why they cut it.
Smarty Pants. Coming out of a man's mouth. You're going to do a TikTok video in no time. Chat like this. All right, you got it?
Not yet.
Where is it? Why? What?
It's downloading.
I already got it on my phone immediately. I need to plug this phone in. Yeah, that's it. But I don't like the dead guy songs.
How do you know? You haven't.
No, I already know he didn't want it out. And maybe I will, think it's okay, but there's never been.
I listened to a little clip of it. It sounded pretty
There's
cool.
never been a dead guy release a few years later where you're like, wow, why didn't they release that? That's amazing. It's very rare that the song
It'd
that comes out
rock wars.
Isn't, yeah, posthumous songs. I mean, Lennon, they took that All Those Years Ago song or whatever it was. Was that all it? No, Like a Bird, when the Beatles reunited, remember? And they took John Lennon sitting in a room with the mics on going, like a bird, free, like... He's working on something, but they got the recording. And in the song, they include John Lennon doing that. And it sounds like a dude 40 feet from a mic singing in the shower. And it's like, we'll make a song about it. And it's an average, at best, song. And people are like, it's the Beatles, all reunited. It's like, no, it's one dude singing in the shower. They happened to catch it, and they tried to build a song around it and say John Lennon's back. He wouldn't have wanted to release that. There's very rarely a song released after that they found that's any good. Like, normally it's like, if they die while they're recording in a studio, like, these are the four or five we know that he wanted, that's different. But 10 years later, we're like, we found some recordings in his attic. Well, those aren't for us. That was his working on it stuff. You can't release working on it because you can't anticipate what he was going to do next. It's not fair. Static X, we'll see. Could be interesting because he didn't really have anything that was like, oh, the pinnacle of Static X was pretty much like, they're cool. So the bar is not as high. But you still want Wayne Static screaming and yelling. The thing about Wayne Static that was so great was the visual.
Yeah.
Watching that dude on stage was just awesome to look
just
at.
Moving
the
his
songs
head,
were good.
Standing in place.
But man, yeah, his body movements and his command.
Hair.
He's awesome.
Big, red, badass.